From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. New York Congressman Charles Rangel remains defiant after his censure by the House Monday, calling the punishment an act of politics. NPR's Allison Keyes reports that Rangel listened as the speaker detailed how he disgraced the House.
Rangel, wearing a dark suit and a pale tie, stood in the well of the House floor before the speaker, listening as she read the charges against him after the body voted 333 in favor and 79 against to censure him. The punishment is the most serious, save expulsion, and Rangel and his supporters fought for a less serious reprimand. On the House floor, Rangel told his colleagues he believed it had been proven that he never tried to enrich himself.
I understand that this is a new criterion, a breakthrough in order to teach somebody a higher lesson than those that in the past have done far more harm to the reputation of this body than I.
Several Democrats and Republican New York Congressman Peter King spoke out in favor of issuing the lesser punishment, but in the end, the recommendation of the Ethics Committee prevailed. Allison Keyes, NPR News, the Capitol.
Another extension of unemployment benefits for the long-term unemployed appears likely to be included in any tax compromise on Capitol Hill. That's at least the view of President Obama, who believes an agreement will be reached by the end of the month. But Democrats and Republicans remain at odds over extending Bush-era tax cuts for households earning more than $250,000 a year. The Senate is set to vote on two Democratic tax proposals on Saturday. Majority Leader Harry Reid is pessimistic about its chances for passage. President Obama is promising to help Israel recover from a forest fire that killed at least 36 people, the worst in that country's history.
Our ambassador in Tel Aviv, Jim Cunningham, issued a disaster declaration which has launched an effort across the U.S. government to identify the firefighting assistance we have available and provide it to Israel as quickly as possible.
Mr. Obama told guests in a Hanukkah celebration at the White House that the U.S. is doing what friends do for each other. The flames forced 12,000 people from their homes. The crime and drug-ravaged city of Camden, New Jersey, may soon have to try to keep the peace with even less. From member station WHYY, Elizabeth Fiedler reports.
City employees, residents, and business owners gave the Camden City Council an earful just before the council approved the layoff plan. Miguel Arriaga works at a Camden pharmacy. He says the layoffs would be a blow to the entire city.
What is going to happen to the youth in our city of Camden? What is going to happen to the future of our city of Camden? We need the presence of the police force to make us feel, hey, we are secure, we're fine. If that is not available for us, then the crime is going to go higher.
Camden Mayor Dana Redd has said with the city facing a $28 million budget gap and less money from the state, she has little choice but to follow through on the layoffs.
Elizabeth Fiedler reporting from Philadelphia. This is NPR News. The government is warning the maker of Invisalign trays used to straighten teeth that patients must be warned about potential side effects. The FDA has sent a letter to California-based Align Technology last month citing patient complaints about mouth ulcers and other allergic reactions to the product. Align Technology says it is taking steps to address the matter. CEO Thomas Prescott says only a small percentage of its 1.3 million patients have had adverse reactions to Invisalign trays. Disappointment in the U.S., England, and five other losers in the bidding to host the 2018 and 2022 Soccer World Cups. As Larry Miller reports from London, the happy winners are early favorite Russia and long shot Qatar.
England was desperate to get the 2018 World Cup, sending the Prime Minister, Prince William, and David Beckham to lobby delegates, but it made no difference. After the announcement, Russian First Deputy Prime Minister Igor Shuvalov made this pledge.
You will never regret. Let us make history together.
The U.S. got close, making it all the way to the fourth and final round for the 2022 games, losing to Qatar by 6 votes. Qatar's Sheikh Mohammed bin Hamad Al Thani.
You will be proud of us. You will be proud of the Middle East. And I promise you this.
Qatar also promised to overcome 130-degree desert heat with air-conditioned outdoor stadiums. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Asian shares trading mostly higher at this hour. Stocks in Shanghai and Tokyo are lower, but shares are posting gains in Hong Kong. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR.